All right, welcome back to another episode of the Golden Ram Coach's Corner podcast. We're joined here by the director of cross country and track and field, Colin Leake. Coach, we're now just a few days away from the PSAC cross country championships. Talk about how the team's looking heading into Saturday.
Yeah, you know, it's been a fun season, good season. You know, we always say like every week, you know, during this year, you're starting to define your program more and more. And, you know, Saturday's our first, you know, test run at a championship meet. So it's, you know, both teams are excited, both teams are ready to go, and, you know, we're going to see if we can capitalize on the day.
So take a look at your men's program. You know, really both teams, it's been a strong fall. You know, we'll talk about your men first. So starting the year with an invitational win, ending regular season with an invitational win, and then two strong showing that main line and Paul Short in the middle of that. Just talk about that season.
Yeah, so it's been, you know, the men's team is young. We have, you know, a total of two seniors. And everyone else is underclassmen there. So we're young, you know, a little bit more inexperienced, but they've really grown this season and really come together as a team. You know, we're returning, you know, Jason Vogt, who's, you know, been second team all conference. You know, we have some young blood in there with, you know, Matt Romanofsky, who's looking really strong. So we're kind of looking them up front as kind of our 1-2 punch on Saturday. And then we're looking to kind of close off, you know, we're kind of, you know, nailing the coffin there with, you know, a quartet between Sean Fisher, Jason Shoemaker, Matt Landis, and Luke Bukulski. Both have all been looking really, really strong. So, you know, on a perfect day, you know, if everyone executes their races, I think we have the potential for two athletes to finish first team all conference. And we have four athletes that I think if they play their cards right, can finish second team all conference. And then we have, you know, some young guys in the back there, Dylan and Louie, who are Dylan Graham and Louie Edgecombe, who've had awesome seasons, great kids who are going to get some great experience by traveling with us on Saturday.
Sure, yeah. So you had the chance to run an 8K earlier this year for Paul Short. Talk about, you know, how is the mentality different in an 8K versus, you know, a 4 or a 5K?
Yeah, so yeah, and it's just, it's, there's more time, right? Everyone's going to have struggles. Everyone's going to go through a rough patch. And so you need to be a little bit more conservative in those early goings. I'd probably say at Paul Short, we were a little too easy going. We started off way too far towards the back, and then they worked their way on up. Now they've kind of learned their lesson. They need to be a little bit more in contact with the positions that they want to finish in. But we're always looking. What the men's team did a really nice job at each of those meets so far has been learning how to run, how to move up in a race, how to, you know, the goal is not to, if you want to be all conference, you don't need to be all conference at the mile mark. You need to be there at the 8K mark. And too many people run with their hearts the first mile when they need to be running with their heads. And then you can run with your heart, you know, the last mile of the race and really go after it. But you got to have, there's got to be this patience. You have to run within yourself. And then we start separating the pretenders from the contenders. So, you know, what we're looking for on Saturday is you to see that team position, you know, move up at each of the checkpoints along the race. And you'll see that live as, you know, every time they go over one of the finish line mats, you'll see how are we scoring as a team. And one of the things that we really drilled home this season was that our point totals go down as the race plays out. And so, you know, we're gonna see how that you know, plays into their hands. Team has done a really great job of, you know, figuring out how this team races as a group, how they key off one another, how they work together, and how they're gonna move on up and be where they need to be by that 8K mark. But the difference is 8K, a little bit more patience.
So with your men's team, you have two athletes in your lineup who have run that course before. You know, we were up there in 2022 for the D2, D3 challenge. How much does course familiarity play a role?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, so we already have gone over as a team, we've gone over the course. So we gave printouts, you know, we had the older guys talk about the course. It's also the, you know, some, they run a high school meet there too. So one of our gentlemen has run there before. So they know where the water tower is. They know where the hills are. And the reason we're going up a day early is so that way we can do a pre-race beforehand where they'll run the course. And, you know, it's not, you know, during all of it, you're very focused on how does this course run? Where are the hills? What are the tangents you need to take? You know, thinking through, you know, how do you want the race to kind of play out? Where do you need to be? First loop, second loop, third loop. Where is, you know, where can you start your kick? How far out? So those are all things that we'll be working on tomorrow But knowing the course is huge, and again, we're a younger team, but that's where having really strong leaders such as Sean Fisher, who was there his freshman, that would have been his freshman year, and you know, Jason Vogt has run it before at the D2 D3 challenge, so that's where that all helps out.
So we'll shift gears to the women's team, but you know, first question kind of remains the same. Talk about what you've seen out of that group so far this year.
Yeah, you know, similar. It's been a really fun, whereas you know, men's side, you know, we're continuing a lot of the culture building from last year. The women, this is a very young, very new team. And this year was, second half of last year and this year, it's really a very new team. You know, very young, but it's been really neat to see how this team has come together, how this group of young ladies have shown commitment to the program and to each other and to themselves. So I'm really excited to see what these group of ladies can do on Saturday. The you know, they are incredibly excited for this weekend, and you know what they've kind of come through over these past 9 weeks, I think, of in season here has been really neat. You know, similar kind of things. You know, they have executed really great races. Again, now women are racing 6K, not 8K, so there's not as much room to work with, but it's still a very aerobic workout, and so aerobic race. So you need to set up intelligently. And you need to work with your teammates. So they focus very much on kind of cueing, you know, keying off one another as the race is playing out. So everyone kind of has a teammate that they're kind of working with, you know, throughout the race. It's much easier when you have a teammate running alongside you. So, you know, it's going to be fun to kind of see how they come together on Saturday as well.
When we talked about the 8K, we talked about kind of, you know, the race management, you know, trying to stay within yourself for the first few miles before you go. That's something that we saw your women do a really nice job of with Paul Short earlier this month. You know, Christina Tapia going from 53rd to 12th in that final split, and the team going from 11th to 4th in that same time.
Yeah,
talk about that.
I think that was from the 2 mile mark all the way to the finish. So, you know, over the last 2 miles, they, you know, managed to move up 7 spots there. Now, and you know, a lot of it, you know, they walked away from Paul Short with a lot of confidence. I think, you know, again, it's a young, experienced team. We don't have any seniors. We return everybody for next year. So they walked away from Paul Short with a lot more confidence. And then to follow it up the next weekend with our home meet, where we had a whole list of PRs over 5K, which was huge for them. But to see that 1-2 punch with Christina Tapia and Taylor Atkinson, it's been fun to kind of see them go back and forth. And they've been really fun because they enjoy kind of seeing how, you know, 1 week it's Christina, you know, finishing in that first position, and the next weekend it's Taylor. And that's the sign of a healthy team, is there's no strict pecking order in terms of, or finishing order in terms of how the race plays out. So with those two there, and then you have Jessa Welsh and Ellie Goldberg, who've been a really solid 3 and 4, and Ellie's coming, you know, every year Ellie's just coming back stronger and stronger. So she's been a great leader as well. And then we're looking to, you know, kind of close things off with Anna and Haley, you know, who Anna's having a very strong sophomore year and Haley's having a very strong freshman year. So, you know, same thing, very young team. But, you know, they've been showing that they can race very effectively, and they are really excited to have their first championship race this weekend.
Talk a little more about Taylor. You know, she's had a pretty incredible freshman season for you. Kind of what you've seen out of her.
Yeah, Taylor's just, she's a great kid. She is just, I say that, I mean, we have the entire team. They are just phenomenal group of young ladies. Taylor, you just see it. I mean, every team meeting that we have, she is just, you know, very, you know, she's just listening in. She's just always asking more questions. You know, she comes to the office to ask how, you know, can she be running more miles? What can she do differently? So she's definitely a very unique kid to have. And she rooms with Jessa, and the two of them have just been phenomenal in terms of their commitment to the program. And leading the way, I have to say, Ellie and Christina, those two freshmen have really been benefiting from having Ellie and Christina really being leaders and helping them along. So it's the freshman year is the hardest, and so for Taylor to have that kind, be having this kind of a year as a freshman is fun to see, and speaks to her commitment and her character, and it's going to be a fun next 4 years to see how she develops as an athlete and as a young lady.
So we'll get you out of here on this. What's your final message to the team sound like on Saturday morning before everything gets underway?
Yeah, the big thing is we have a tendency, we get to championship races and we make them out to be bigger deals than what they are. It's just another meet. We're not here to prove ourselves. We're not here to do anything special. We're here to execute what we've already been doing, what we've already shown through other races and what we've done in practices, and to rely on that. And I've not taken it easy on them this semester. They can tell you how hard their training's been. So they're ready. Now it's just trusting that preparedness, trusting their race instincts, and then focusing on, I'm not looking for anyone to run a perfect race. They just need to execute. If everyone executes their race well as a team, we're going to finish very high up, and we're going to surprise a few people and beat some teams that maybe in the beginning of the season we weren't expected to. And then lastly, just to be excited. It's all about coming together as a team and being excited for one another. So, and to help each other out. So, that'll be the main message on Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks much.